Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. It must be Wednesday evening. Every Wednesday evening from 5 until 6, you'll find us right here. I am Brian Gary with my co-host, Brett Hendricks, producer, Micah Kilpatrick, and thank you to Micah for taking over. Haven't seen you in a little bit. We had last week off with, we replayed the Randy Burkhardt show, who was always great, but you were off and having a little fun out in the big windy city, weren't you?
Yeah, we went out there. We took my stepson to see a couple of Cubs games, and I got to experience Wrigley Field for the first time, so definitely not complaining.
No, I have never experienced it. It's one of those legendary ballparks. When it comes to stadiums, no matter whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, Wrigley Field and Fenway Park are two that stand out that you need to get to. And did it live up to it? Is there just an ambiance when you walk in that's unforgettable?
By far, just that back scoreboard that's like the national landmark, along with the front sign that's in one of my favorite movies, The Blues Brothers, set the tone. I mean, it's just there. And the cool thing, we actually took the tour of Wrigley, and Wrigley and Fenway are sister stadiums.
What do you mean by that?
They were both built in the early 1900s, and they're based on the diamond shape form of baseball versus some of the newer stadiums obviously have expanded and been bigger. They're two of the only remaining ballparks outside of the old Yankee Stadium, and I'm forgetting the other one. But yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. I got to hear a lot of the history, and it was really cool.
That is awesome, because we have torn down so much of our history and built it with new, oh, they've got to be this and that, where when you ask people what are the two most renowned parks, they're going to be these old ones that still have that nostalgia within them.
Yeah.
Tradition's a cool thing.
Yeah. I don't honestly see them ever tearing those down, knock on wood, but, you know, I'm especially after being there, like, it is a different feel, and I'm the other crazy thing is they didn't even have lights in that stadium until like 83.
I was just going to say that. And then when you realize, I mean, because there was an old country song, when the lights come on at Wrigley Field, I'll be coming back to you.
Right.
You know, because it was like that's something that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is kind of strange to think of. But Wrigley always wanted to get out there. But welcome back. Time for the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. And this show is all about the music. It's about local artists. It's about artists from this region and giving them a chance to be heard. And who's going to be Hearn today? Who do we got with us today, Brett?
Be Hearn.
We're going to be Hearning him.
Yeah.
We got Shut up. I'll just get that out now. At least one an episode. I think I've got to say that.
Oh, yeah. We got my buddy Brock Wagner on the show today.
Very good. Now, Brock, are you with us now?
I'm with you.
Hey, welcome to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show, Brock. We are happy to have you with us. And, hey, long distance, the next best thing to being there. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
I say, we'll get you out of here, man. So how are you? Where are you at? Where is home, and what's going on today, Brock?
Home is Colby, Kansas for me. Yeah. Man, and I'm working today. The funny thing is, I was like, it's really tough, especially there's only two of us. I'm a car salesman during the day, and so there's only two of us in the office. And so when it's tough for me to break away, especially on Wednesdays when Jason, my boss, goes to the auction, I'm the one holding down the fort. So he actually got back early today. So it worked out. It worked out great. So I really appreciate you guys having me on today.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. And I just want to make sure we're not keeping you away from a great sale. You know, if you've got somebody coming through who's chomping, I know what it's like right now. Sell that damn car.
Yeah. No, we're all good. We're square.
Awesome. Well, Brett Hendricks here with me as well, and Brett was just telling me a bit about you. Let me hear it from you. Tell me, Brock, why this for a living? Where did your love for this kind of music come from? And give me an idea of maybe a few people that you grew up listening to that maybe shaped your sound or directed you in this way.
Sure. Yeah, so I was born in the music field. My dad is, and I might be a little biased on this, but my dad is probably the best musician I know. He did the Nashville scene back in the 80s, has played with a lot of bands, and I just grew up in it. I mean, it was something that I just absolutely was enthralled with, watching my dad play every weekend and such like that, and I just wanted to follow in those footsteps. So my first love was the drums. I was a drummer. And then I took piano lessons, and I said, hell with that, because I hated piano lessons. so So then with my dad being a keyboard player, he just kind of gave me the ropes that I needed, and then I picked up guitar after that. And that so mainly I play the guitar right now when I play with my band, but I just recently started adding keys in these last few shows just to create a different dynamic for my shows, which has been really cool. But my biggest influences are 90s country. Like, that is my wheelhouse. I feel like that's the best country that's out there. Still to this day, you know, the Little Texases, you have Ricochet, you have all of those bands that have tight harmonies and are just killer bands. So that's where I love, especially three-part harmony. It's a little difficult because I'm used to that stuff, and right now my band only has like one guy that's capable of doing background vocals, so it gets a little tricky for me, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, those are my biggest influences, you know, the Garth Brooks and all that stuff. That's kind of what I try and mimic in my shows.
You know, and you just mentioned a lot of harmony. It got me thinking, okay, that was the time of Diamond Rio, you know, of Little Texas. Have you mentioned Ricochet, who so many people forget about, but still to this day, the most perfectly gorgeous version of the national anthem I have ever heard was sung by Ricochet.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe they're the only ones, they were the first ones in country music, might have been across the board, to ever record the national anthem as a band.
No, and I think you're right. I think Leanne Rimes might have done it afterwards, but they were the ones, and that was the recording. For many years, whenever it was Flag Day, when it was the 4th of July, when it was a special holiday where it was fitting to play the national anthem, I used the Ricochet version all the time. Love that you have that influence, because for me, that was my heyday. That's when I got started in country radio. Was in the late 80s when it was Clint Black, Alan Jackson, and Garth Brooks exploded onto the scene. And that ushered in this new era of country music. Randy Travis doesn't get credit for championing it as he did in the mid-80s and brought in the younger demos in, and that kept going with Garth. But the 90s, the Tracy Lawrences, the Tracy Byrds, the influence that when you talk to today's artists, it all goes back to that time.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I completely agree. And, you know, I had a show with Ricochet in the year that we don't talk about, 2020. It was the only show that I had that year. And those guys, it just amazes me how good they still are. You know, you'd think after that many years that, you know, their voice would be shot or they're just completely burnt out. Those guys are just as phenomenal as they were in the 90s, and they're just great people. You'd think they would just be a bunch of humbugs and stuff like that, but man, they were just great to talk to, had nothing but compliments and great advice, and I still talk to them this day. I mean, just great mentors to, you know, lead me on this path, what I'm trying to get to, for sure.
Yeah, and we got to play with Little Texas, the
Diamond Rio?
Yes, we played with Diamond Rio last year.
Diamond Texas.
My fault. And then we also played with Sawyer Brown.
They still bring it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That dude danced nonstop.
Mark Miller is not human.
No, he just kept going. And then I saw a video not too long ago of another buddy opening for him, and he's still doing the same thing. And it's just like, man, killers.
Yeah, they had Sawyer Brown here in Colby, I would say, probably 15 years ago. And they still say that was probably one of the best concerts that Colby's really brought in. You know, we have Diamond Rio coming here at the end of this month, and it's kind of funny. It's a funny story. I was supposed to have the opening slot for that, and then I ended up getting my wife pregnant, and we're due at the end of this month. So.
Something tells me there is a song waiting to be written about that, Brock.
Yeah. Well, I just hope they come visit me in the hospital. That's all I care about.
No, that would be cool. No,
that'd be awesome.
They could, you know, usher in the baby with some kind of serenade vocally while the cord is cut.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you know, nothing brings a baby into the world like Diamond Rio showing up. It might induce my wife just like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You start pushing your way, I'll start pushing mine.
That's it. Love it.
There's something to that. But I love it when you catch some of these influences, some of these artists that you grew up loving, and you hear them and they still got it. I just was watching a clip last night of Rod Stewart on stage at the age of 77. And it blew me away.
That's friggin' wild. I was listening to Rod on the way here. I watched his documentary last night.
No kidding. Really? Now, that is just strange.
That's crazy.
A buddy of mine went to see Cheap Trick open up for Rod Stewart. And yeah, that would have been absolutely. Yeah, you were.
I was listening to Faces on the way here.
That's great. But those are outstanding influences, man. Now, you live in Colby, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You sell cars.
Yeah.
Now, do people know you as the singing car salesman at all?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's kind of a two-way street around here. You know, everybody's like, be like, well, how's business? Great. How's the singing going? Good. And then it's like the end of the conversation. You know, it's just not like, you know, it's just like, not like, how's your family? You know, but a lot of people around here, like, they already know my family. You know, they see him out all the time. And because, I mean, I'm a born and raised kid. So, I mean, I know pretty much everybody and their dog here. So, it's kind of funny, but they're always like, yeah, how's the car sales? You know, it's like, well, it sucks since 2020. And then they're like, well, how's the music business? I was like, well, it's a lot better since 2020. You know?
Two of the more difficult fields to be in through all of this. Yeah. We're visiting with Brock Wagner, our guest this week on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. Brett Hendricks and Brian Gary, your hosts here. Now, when we come back, Brock, we're going to dive into the music, and what we'd like to do is play three cuts. Now, your music, before we go into break, is available on Spotify and all the major platforms, is it not, Brock?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is.
All right, and there's nothing weird about the spelling of your name, like a silent Q or nothing?
No, it's Wagon with an ER. That's what I always say. Wagon with an ER.
I love it. All right, we're going to be back with Brock Wagner coming up next. We're going to let the music do the talk, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want.
Oh, welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show here on Northern Colorado.
Hey, we were singing along.
We were having fun. We're here on KFKA with my buddy Brock Wagner. My name is Brett Hendricks. We got Brian Gary, my co-host. Brock, what's the first song we're going to hear today, and why'd you write it?
So the first song you're going to hear today is favorite song. You're going to laugh. You know, I've listened to your guys' podcast, and everybody's kind of the same, but it either hits you or it doesn't. So this one actually hit me in the shower. Like, I had it written in like,
it happens,
I had it written in like, I had it written in like 20 minutes. It's the weirdest thing. But I was like, I just had this melody in my head that was like, and I was like, man, that's got like a sick jam to it. So my thought was, is like, this is right around the time where everybody was like writing music about, you know, sitting in a truck and driving gravel roads and stuff like that. And I was like, what would be going on in the truck if you were with a girl? Like, don't take that the wrong way, but
no, believe me, I am on the edge of my pants now waiting to hear more of this story, Brock. You kind of, you didn't really have me till then. Now I'm in. Tell me more.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was just trying to figure out like what it would be like when you're riding in a pickup with a girl. Like, what do you see, you know, in the summertime? Like, what's that feel? What's that vibe? And so I really wanted to concentrate on like, man, you're into this girl and you guys are driving around. Like, what's going through your mind? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? And that's kind of where this song kind of stemmed from. And again, it was kind of a weird ordeal, but yeah, had it written in like 20 minutes. And I was so excited when I went to Nashville and cut this EP. This is my first recording experience really ever. I had done some stuff in my home studio, but not to this caliber. And then, when I came back from Nashville, I started diving more into recording, and my intent is to eventually re-record this song, just because I feel like back then I was just kind of gung-ho about just getting it cut instead of actually getting what I wanted out of it. So that's why I decided to kind of own my craft a little bit more on the recording side, and so then I can take it and take it the avenue that I want it to go. So that's the intent, but it's no pun intended, but it's my favorite song I've written.
Fair enough.
Now I'm just curious. I have to keep my phone near the shower because that's where ideas hit me, and I'll be standing in there and I'll holler out, "Hey Siri," and then she'll say, "Unlock your phone first," and then I got to haul my naked wet butt out of there to show it my face, and then I can give it the information.
I know. I'm pretty sure we've had enough guests on the show to know that we've all at least gotten out of the shower one time with a head full of soap or a body full of soap, doesn't matter what's going on, where we've had to walk over and be like, I got to write this line, or I'm going to forget it, or I got to get on my recorder and be like, da 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 da, you know, whatever, whatever the case may be, because that's just how it works.
Well, let's hear this song written in the shower. This is Brock Wagner and Favorite Song.
Tonight, how about we go for a drive? Where we go, I don't care, as long as I can see the wind in your hair. Driving up down the old back roads, where we stop, nobody knows. Doesn't matter how near or how far, it doesn't matter where we are. Cause you're my favorite song, turn you up loud. Blare it out the speakers while I'm driving around town. And just when I think it's about to end, turn around back and I play it again. Stuck in my mind, makes me want to listen to you all the time. Ooh, girl, no, there ain't nothing wrong when you're listening to my favorite song. Well, come on, baby, let's ride. I need a pretty little girl sitting by my side. How fast you want to go? Just whisper in my ear and let me know. Cause girl, I can go about 110. You're better than the song that they play on XM. I wanna turn you on and plug you in, yeah. Cause you're my favorite song, turn you up now. Blaring out the speakers while I'm driving around town. And just when I think it's about to end, I turn around back and play it again. Ooh, got you stuck in my mind, makes me wanna listen to you all the time. Ooh, girl, you know there ain't nothing wrong when you're listening to my favorite song. While I'm driving around town, and just when I think it's about to end, turn around back and I play it again. Ooh, got you stuck in my mind, makes me want to listen to you all the time. Ooh, girl, you know there ain't nothing wrong. Cause you're my favorite song, turn you up now. Blaring out the speakers while I'm driving around town, and just when I think it's about to end, turn around back and I play it again. Got you stuck in my mind, makes me wanna listen to you all the time. Ooh, girl, you know there ain't nothing wrong when you're listening to my favorite song. Listening to my favorite song.
Oh yeah, that is Brock Wagner and Favorite Song. Brock is our guest today on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. Brian Gary, Brett Hendricks here with you. Brock, that is what you described. When you talked about that guitar riff that hit you when you were in the shower, you could feel that groove the way it started out, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just kind of the feel that I wanted, you know, something light, something like, it's just something that, I don't know, just kind of hit me, you know, you just feel like it. And when I was talking to them with, you know, the musicians in the studio, I was like, you know, this is kind of what I'm after, but now I've got like a new lick in my mind that I've already got recorded that I think sounds like a lot more. See, to me, this wasn't necessarily, in my own opinion, necessarily like a great commercial value as far as a recording. So I tried to turn it up a notch in my new recording that's hopefully going to be released sometime. I have no idea.
to be released soon kind of thing. Yeah, no. Well, you talked about that was you wanted to get that feel of riding in the truck with your girlfriend kind of thing.
Yeah. And
I felt like I was there, and I don't know if that's creepy. I was that dude in the back seat looking over. What are we doing now?
Third wheel.
Squeaky third wheel with a broken nut.
Yeah, you know, we've all been there, that's for sure. Now, that gave us a good vibe. Favorite song, you described it perfectly. I liked the phrasing of the vocals. It had that kind of sing-song, you know, going at the beginning, and then I thought the bridge was cool.
Yeah.
You know, that brought it in really nicely. Now, when we come back, we've got two more cuts we're going to hear. We're going to hear Thomas County Line and Wasted, a couple more. Now, not to give them away, because we'll tell the story of each song before we get in, but just for a minute or so here, Are you an active songwriter? Are you one who has like 1,000 songs that you've started and haven't finished yet?
You know, I'm kind of an in between. I've got like, I would say like 50 songs maybe, that I just have bits and pieces of that are not just like not fully written. And I've always wanted to, this is where you come in, Brett. I've always wanted to co-write with someone. I've always written my own songs. Like, none of my songs have ever been co-written. And so I've always wanted to start diving into co-writing just so I can get other people's, you know, backgrounds and what they're feeling in the song, because that I feel like is, especially in today's world, when you have two heads that are better than one that are feeling the same thing in a song, it's like, it's, that's when magic happens, you know. And I used to be kind of in a selfish way. I was like, well, I don't need somebody to do that. And then I'm like, you know what? Believe it or not, somebody out there's probably got a better idea than I do, you know? So
I commend you for that, because a lot of people won't step away and let somebody else jump into their art, even though they can make it better. You get kind of selfish and you hold on to it like, no, this is me.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it's just important to expand, especially, you know, like there's so many people that are just big on, you know, being kind of like a jerk when it comes to like being their music. And, you know, I'm better and have this some facade that, you know, you're just better than everybody else. And I'm like, these guys are out here grinding just like you are. They have, maybe even a better talent than you. There's no reason for you to be that way. You own your craft. You do what you do. And you support other guys that are doing the same thing. So, you know, I've never been one to just kind of throw that out the door, you know, as far as just let people in. So
I love that, man. That is a great attitude. I love what we're hearing from Brock Wagner, and we're going to hear more coming up next on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Drinks.
I was wondering who was going to get the next line in, Brett. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain. Jeez, I can't even talk.
You want me to write that down, too?
No, I got it.
I did write down, I'm Brett.
Right.
You know, which I...
Yeah. I'm Brett Hendricks. Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show here on Northern Colorado's Voice on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. My co-host, Brian Gary, always the jokester. And we got Brock Wagner on the show today. We just heard Brock's first cut, and we're going to hear another one. But to continue the conversation so I can throw a comment on it that we were just talking about, I do believe that one of the reasons that we got the idea for this show was not only to bring artists out and have them have a platform so they could throw their music out into the masses and have a way for it to get heard, but also for me personally, it was a networking opportunity to do things like we just talked about. And Brock, you brought up the comment about co-writing and things like that. Yes, the cool thing that has happened since starting this show is making those connections for other musicians, but also myself, like me and Esten from Esten and the 86. I know we're going to get together and do some stuff. I know me and you are going to get together and do some stuff. I know one of the guests we're going to have on the feature, Luke Mills, me and him are going to do some stuff. So it's definitely a cool environment to be able to make those connections and move forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just so important, especially us, you know, what most people would consider us little guys.
Right.
You know, I think it's, if we can build each other up and you know, just like you said, network, and I think it's just so important. You know, I'm glad you guys are having Luke Mills on. He's a great dude. I've just recently met him over the last few months, and he's got a killer band, and he's a great writer and just an overall great person. And so I feel like if you surround yourself with guys that are, you know, again, doing the same thing, but are after your best interests as well, I think that's so important. And I think that can only build your platform even bigger. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. And what's really fun for me, kind of on the outside in, I'm the radio guy. I don't write. I don't play. I wish I had that talent. But getting to see what Brett just talked about come to fruition, you know, it's one of the things that's been really cool over the last, you know, 3 months is seeing those connections, feeling those connections happen. And through that, you can feel the growth of the music and the music scene. Your idea of having it all come together and all these people helping each other, because we're all after after the same thing,
sure.
I think is absolutely awesome, and I'm loving to see that. Yeah. Now, as we get ready for the next one, this one is called Thomas County Line. Tell us the story behind this, Brock. What are we about to hear?
So I always wanted to write a song about my hometown and my county. That's just meant the world to me. Obviously, growing up in Northwest Kansas has been just a huge part of my life. And so I wrote this song actually on the way back from Nashville from the second time. So I was in what was called the Country Showdown. And at that time, it used to be the Texaco Country Showdown. It used to be televised, all that BS. So they lost their corporate sponsors, so they just decided to do their own stuff. So I was in season 35. And it was kind of a weird year because, you know, they do a local, they do a state, they do a regional, and then do the national competition. There's only five people in the country that go to the national competition in Nashville. So I did the local in Colby, won that one, went to the state in Goodland, which is only 34 miles away from here. I won that one, and then they were going to send me to New Mexico. Something got jumbled up with the venue, I guess, and so they sent me to Walker, Minnesota to a casino. And I ended up winning that one in Walker, Minnesota, which got me and my wife an all-expense-paid trip to Nashville for the national finals. Usually they would do the competition at the Ryman Auditorium. Well, the Ryman was already booked for, like, the rest of the year, and so they decided to do it more like a downtown experience. So they got second fiddle involved, legends, the stage, like all of that stuff. And so us five finalists went and played on Broadway there, and that's our finals was actually the second floor of the stage.
Nice.
It was really neat. Obviously, I'd been there before and got to experience Broadway, but obviously I've never played there. So we had played the night before just as like kind of a jam with the house band, just as a rehearsal. And because the competition gave you a backup band and you had a choice to use it if you wanted to. So I was like, heck yeah, if I can have a band back me up, absolutely. So anyway, when I was coming back from Nashville, I wanted to write a song of like what I see when I'm coming home from, say, Denver, from the airport. And so in the song, you'll hear about two more towns and mountain time switching to central time on my phone, just like the little piddly stuff that you would see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people that are outside this area have no idea what I'm talking about. But everybody in this area knows exactly what I'm talking about when I get to Colby. So there's so many people, especially that resonate in Colby, that are traveling. Like, you'll get a bunch of kids that'll leave for college, and then they'll come home, and they'll be like, I listen to your song every time I cross that county line,
oh.
And it means the world to me. So, I mean, it's like, I love that aspect of it, but at the same time, you're like, well, you know, only a population of about 10,000 people might get this.
Well, let's find out, because that's my upbringing as well. Let's take a trip to Thomas County Line with Brock Wagner on KFKA.
Thomas Central Time.
That is Brock Wagner and Thomas County Line on the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. We're going to have more with Brock coming up next. We've got more music headed your way. It's Brett Hendricks and Brian Gary, your hosts, the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's Brian Gary and Brett Hendricks. Your hosts are our guests today. One of your buddies, Brock Wagner, out of Colby, Kansas. And we just heard a great song from him called Thomas County Line. You took us right there when you said that about the clock switching. As soon as I heard that, it's like, man, you said we all know that, and I could really feel that. And you've probably seen that a lot, Brett. You cross a lot of time zones.
Yeah. Going back into Texas, and then even when I do travel elsewhere, just whether I'm in an airplane or not, like it gets old.
I don't know how y'all do it, seriously, because I'm such a homebody and that kind of thing, that you've got to really love your craft to get out there and do what you guys do. Did you have something?
No, I'm...
Okay, all right. Bro, I hate to... I don't like to take everybody's time because I'm the mouthy one, but I'll keep going. Brock, I did. I really enjoyed that last song. And my comment to Brett right when it was over was, that is a well-structured song.
Well, thank you. I do. That song to me was just something that was so important, and I had briefly, like, I put it on Facebook. So, kind of a backstory. Last year, my Facebook got hacked, and so I lost everything. Like, I had a ton of followers. Blah 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 blah. Followers don't matter, but anyway, like I had posted this song just as an acoustic, just me and a guitar, and I'd written it. And overnight, I had like 25,000 views overnight, and I was like, "My word!" And it was, and like they were, I didn't even promote it. I didn't do anything. Just it was all word of mouth. And I was like, "My word! Is it really that big of a song?" And then like, it kind of just died off after that. But to me, I was like, "This song's really personal for me." And to have that little success overnight, and everybody still to this day around here is just like, I love listening to that song. It just brings me back home. And that's really what I wanted to do with that song is just, you know, remind people of where they came from, even though the song doesn't necessarily talk about that. But every time you think about crossing that county line, that's where you are. That's home.
Well, that's a cool thing that you mentioned in the last break. Like you said, you know, well, it's for a small population of like 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's still 20,000 ears, man. Like,
yeah.
At least, like, that's a cool thing to think about when you think about our craft. Like, even if it's, you know, 100 people listening, that's still 100 people listening to your song, man.
Right.
No, absolutely. All right, we got one more left. Tell us quickly about Wasted, this last song we're going to hear.
Sure. So Wasted, again, I was actually delivering a car to a customer, and this chorus just popped into my head. I have this weird, like, deal about me. I don't know what it is, but I just like start vibing to just random things in my head. And I was like, the kind of the same way with favorite song. I was like, and you'll kind of feel a little similarity with favorite song as far as the vibe. But I was just like, you know, there's so many people that talk about being drunk on a girl or something like that, or just like love drunk or whatever. And I was like, I've never written a song like that. I should try and do that. And so this song just talks about, you know, like literally getting drunk off a girl and then like waking up the next day, be like, crap, I shouldn't have done that. But you're going to go back for more anyway, you know?
So. Boy, none of us can relate to that. This is going to be a stretch, Brock. Let's hear what he's talking about vocally. This is Brock Wagner and Wasted.
Clock on the wall, it ain't moving. Sometimes I ask myself, what am I doing? I got bills to pay, things to do. Tell myself that I gotta push through. Stay on track and just keep cruising. When I get home, I'll be stone cold sober. But in the morning, I'll be moving a little slow. Cause tonight I'm gonna drown myself in a bottle of booze. Something stronger than a 100 proof. Drink like a fool. Feel that burn when my lips on you. Can't drink just one minute, make it till you go down so smooth. Girl, I'm jaded. Ooh, I swear you're the best that I ever tasted. So I'm getting wasted. My intake limit must be getting lower. Cause I know I have never been so hungover. Telling myself it's gonna be alright, but I can't see a thing through bloodshot eyes. Lord, I wish this day was over. And I can't shake the pounding in my head. But if I know me, I'll do it all over again. And I'm gonna drown myself in a bottle of booze. Something stronger than a 100 proof. Drink like a fool till I get faded. Drink just one minute, make it till you go down so smooth. Girl, I'm jaded. Ooh, I swear you're the best thing I ever tasted. So I'm getting wasted. I'm buzzed. Girl, you got me so drunk, so high on your love tonight. And I'm gonna drown myself in a bottle of booze. Something stronger than 100 proof. Drink like a fool. Till I get faded, yeah. Feel that burn with my lips on you. Can't drink just one minute, make it till you go down so smooth. Girl, I'm jaded. Ooh, I swear you're the best thing I ever tasted. It's so damn good, the best thing I ever tasted. So I'm getting wasted. I'm getting wasted.
That was Wasted by Brock Wagner. Brock, that was the one that we were messaging, and you said you did that at your home studio, correct?
Yeah, that one was completely done at my home studio, yep.
So how much of that did you play?
So I played just the acoustic guitar, all the vocals. I did the bass. I did the synth and keys. Typically, I drum on mine, but this time with this song, I was just like, I want somebody else's opinion. So I decided to reach out to my buddy Dango. He's in Nashville, and he was just like, yeah, man, I'll sure, you know, give you my best or whatever. So he sent me over the tracks, and I was like, he's like, let me know if you want to edit it. I was like, nah, dude, that's great. That's exactly what I was after. And then, one of my buddies that comes out from Nashville that normally plays with me, his name's Cole Edmondson. And he's the one that cut all the electric guitar licks for me. So, but, besides those two things, I did everything else.
Nice,
man. I would stay right where you were when you recorded that. Because I'm telling you, that was all the songs were good, but that was my favorite one that I heard. I thought vocally, you are right in the pocket on that song. That one just felt comfortable with your voice, and mm-hmm. That was great stuff. I got to tell you, Brock, I'm impressed. That's why I love to listen to things just, you know, the one time when I'm in here. But it kept building. Each song built for me, and then to finish it with Wasted was just perfect. I thought it was great, man, and I look forward to the future for you. You've got talent, my friend. Do not ever just be a full-time car salesman. always keep that passion burning and keep chasing this, man, because your dream is within reach when you've got the talent that you do. Very impressed, my friend.
Well, thank you guys very much for having me and supporting us, you know, so-called little guys. We really appreciate it. You know, I feel there's sometimes that we so-called little guys don't get the recognition, and to have people like you really promote us like that, it's just really awesome to us. So again, thank you guys so much for playing my music and just chatting with me. I love talking to people, so obviously I do it on a day-to-day basis, but thank you guys so much.
You car salesman, you. Yeah, man, thanks for coming on the show today. My name is Brett Hendricks. We have Brian Gary, and this has been the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show this week. Y'all go listen to Brock Wagner. We'll see you next week.